Hey, it's time to find some encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. James Banks wrote today's reading, and he titled it, Lighting Candles. It was noon, but the sun wasn't visible. New England's dark day began the morning of May 19, 1780, and lasted for hours. The cause of the surreal darkness was likely heavy clouds of smoke from massive wildfires in Canada, but many wondered if it might be Judgment Day. The Connecticut Governor's Council, or Senate, was in session, and when some considered adjourning because of the darkness, Abraham Davenport responded, "I am against adjournment. The day of judgment is either approaching or it is not. If it is not, there is no cause for an adjournment. If it is, I choose to be found doing my duty. I wish, therefore, that candles be brought." Davenport's desire to be found faithfully performing the work God had given him to do on the day he returns is illustrative of Jesus' words in Luke chapter 12, "Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes." Day or night, it's always good to serve our Savior. Even when darkness encroaches, His promises for all who look forward to Him will stand. Like candles in the darkness, may our light shine before others, that they may see and love and serve Him too. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 40. "Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or toward daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him." Now let's pray. Lord, all the turmoil we see in the world leads many to conclude that the days are short and that your return is imminent. Whether it is or isn't, please help us to live out each day joyfully telling the world about you and the great victory we have in knowing you personally as our Savior. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.